With new leadership in both the House Agriculture Committee and the Senate Agriculture Committee, Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share what he thinks will be on their agenda for the upcoming months.
With new leadership at both the House Agriculture Committee with Chairman Mike Conaway and then at the Senate Agriculture Committee with Senator Pat Roberts, both chairmen have indicated an active hearing schedule and oversight role that they plan to take in 2015. I think both committees will be very focused on the implementation status of the Farm Bill, what is working and what needs to be looked at more closely as far as how USDA is interpreting certain programs in the Farm Bill. A portion of that focus and oversight will be on the nutrition and food stamp programs, and that is expected to get significant scrutiny in both committees.
In addition to that,
both committees will be working on Commodity Exchange Act reauthorization and oversight of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission in light of some of the rulemaking that's going on there that impacts a number of the futures markets for commodities such as cotton. And also we expect both committees to spend a lot of time looking at environmental and regulatory issues that the EPA and other federal agencies are trying to propose through federal rulemaking and looking at ways that Congress can try to step in and mitigate or prevent some of those proposals from moving forward that would be harmful to agriculture.
One example of that would be
the proposed Waters of the U.S. rulemaking out of EPA. In addition to that, I think we'll see both committees take a greater interest and focus on trade issues, just recognizing the current focus within the administration and Congress on trying to approve trade promotion authority and pending free trade agreements. And so I think we'll see the Ag committees want to assert some interest in how these proposed trade agreements would impact and hopefully benefit agriculture, but also to be cautious about any potential downside from the agreements and make sure agriculture is fairly represented in any final agreement that's presented to Congress.